This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today, March 24th, is National Ag Day, and with a special message on your Tuesday, we join Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
Today, as we celebrate National Ag Day, you know that we do so in very uncertain times. And during these times, one thing has remained steadfast, and that's America's farmers, ranchers, and producers. For the past half century, National Ag Day has played a key role in helping the American public understand where their food and fiber comes from and how important agriculture is to our national economy. Our farmers, ranchers, foresters, producers in America are feeding and clothing the world. Now more than ever, it's important that the American people remember that for all the food on those grocery shelves, that some farmer grew it. Our farmers are resilient, and during these uncertain times, they're still working day in and day out to produce what's needed for our growing population. Food is essential all year round, but in the face of a pandemic, it's critical the shelves remain stocked and supplies remain plentiful. President Trump's whole of government approach is ensuring food and essentials are constantly available. America's farmers and ranchers and those on the front lines in the food service industry are doing their part, and we are forever grateful. Today on National Ag Day, I challenge you, the American public, to keep our farmers, ranchers, and producers on their minds for all their work to provide us a safe, healthy, and abundant food supply. We owe them a great debt of gratitude. Thank you all, and stay safe out there.
Again, that was USDA Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. And moving on into other news, it may be an option for many Americans to work from home or telecommute during the COVID-19 outbreak. But for America's farmers, that isn't even an option. Animals must be fed, cows must be milked, and when planting season rolls around, farmers have to get in the field. If a farmer or labor force is to contract the virus, Dr. Mark Stevenson of the University of Wisconsin says that could be detrimental.
For example, if you have worker that goes down, does that mean that all of your workers have to quarantine at home? And if that's true, what do we do to make sure the cows are being milk-fed and cleaned on a regular basis? People need to think about that a little bit. We've also had some folks who have been saying that, you know, my farm workers have children at home out of school now, and, you know, they need to be watched. And I did hear from a farmer, too, that had talked about, you know, we're trying to make this a bring-your-kid-to-work day, you know, for some of them. So,
again, that was Dr. Mark Stevenson at the University of Wisconsin. And Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the Department of Agriculture is, quote, actively monitoring all commodity markets and the flow of food. The comments on Twitter come as a reply to industry requests last week that USDA protects commodity markets from manipulation. Perdue says, quote, we are paying special attention to the difference in prices from the farm gate to the grocery shelf. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association sent a letter to Perdue last week, along with lawmakers, urging relief for cattle producers stemming from COVID-19. The coronavirus sent cattle markets lower at a time when consumer demand has increased. NCBA states, quote, this price disturbance has created tremendous uncertainty in the cattle industry and has come at a time when cattle producers are solely focused on maintaining adequate supply to meat and food processors. The organization says, quote, it is critical that cattle producers are empowered to maintain operational certainty as they work to ensure our nation's food security during this crisis. In other news, the Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service says reports remain on schedule amid the COVID-19 pandemic, including the March 26th hog and pig report that comes out Thursday, and next Tuesday's March 31st prospective plantings reports. NAS reports the agency also continues to collect data for all upcoming reports, asking farmers and ranchers to complete their surveys online if they don't already respond that way. To protect the health and safety of producers, partners, and employees, NAS has suspended in-person data collection through at least April 3rd. NAS Administrator Hubert Hamer says, quote, we are making every effort to produce the U.S. crop, livestock, and economic statistics that the nation counts on, but to do that responsibly, we are following guidance to slow the spread of coronavirus. Ensuring that responses are returned on time means little or no outreach is needed. USDA says online response is faster and more convenient for producers. To respond online at agaccounts.usda.gov, producers will need their unique 17-digit survey code from their questionnaire or letter received in the mail. In the latest news from the American Farm Bureau, Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says it's almost time for a new round of market facilitation payments. Duvall says slow implementation of new trade deals complicated by COVID-19 warrants a third round of market facilitation.
We're approaching the time where we are starting to talk about having another MFP payment. We think it is. We qualify for it, and we're glad that they're having that discussion. And we've heard the president's tweeted out that he would support it if it was needed, and we think we're getting real close to needing that.
$28 billion in earlier MFP infusions helped with the trade fights with China and others. Now AFBF Executive Director Dale Moore says AFB is looking for added ways the government can help.
What we are supportive of is an effort to increase the Secretary's borrowing authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation and to utilize those funds in such a manner as you know, benefits farmers, ranchers, and rural communities as we go through this crisis.
And it is a crisis based on the examples of producers losing income, cutting pay, or even furloughing their workers.
I share these examples because I want to convey that it's real and it's personal and it's having a major impact on American agriculture.
Part of the impact is from hoarding in supermarkets.
And here in America, we do not face a shortage of food. The rumor persists, and it is causing unnecessary alarm. The change in the consumer purchasing patterns has caused empty spots on the shelves in the grocery stores, and those shelves are being restocked right now.
But restocking has been slow to meet demand, and some supply chains, including at ports, have been interrupted as workers call in sick and can't unload ships. Farmers markets have also been another casualty of the coronavirus crisis. Moving on now to the latest news in the livestock world. Coronavirus is causing concern throughout U.S. society, no doubt, but nowhere more than the cattle industry. Michael Clemens has this report with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Cattle producers are rightfully worried about their markets and what the future holds for them as a result of this tragedy, and that worry is happening on several fronts. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says NCBA is aggressively tackling these issues on behalf of the industry.
In Washington, D.C., we are working directly with the White House, USDA, and other federal agencies, and also with Congress on several things, such as getting the commitment to keep the USDA inspectors in the packing plants, getting some waivers from the Department of Transportation on hours of service to make sure that cattle haulers can move as much as they possibly can, and then also making sure that the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is looking at the marketplace to ensure that there is no manipulation. And then we're also working directly with Congress to ensure that whatever stimulus package comes out of this has some money in there for direct payments to cattle producers.
According to Woodall, keeping the beef supply moving through the supply chain is crucial to beef industry success.
One great example is making sure that those who are supplying food service, that we are providing some contacts to them in the retail area so that way they can move product that was otherwise destined for restaurants to get into retail supermarkets. We want to make sure that no product is wasted and no product spoils.
Woodall says consumer commitment to beef is being demonstrated at the retail level, and a responsibility of NCBA as a checkoff contractor is to maintain consumer confidence in the healthfulness of the product.
One of the best ways to fight off COVID-19 coronavirus is to have a healthy immune system, and beef plays a part of that. We are a nutritious, healthy part of the diet, so everybody can feel safe in continuing to eat our product. And of course, we're seeing that with all of the empty shelves out there. The consumer has a tremendous amount of confidence in our product. We are also working very closely with the promotion of not only our product, but also working with the consumer to make sure that they understand how to cook our product. As a checker, checkoff contractor. We do a tremendous amount of work in developing recipes and showing consumers how they can prepare their product. And this is a great opportunity with all these consumers being at home, having just purchased beef, to make sure that they understand the best way to cook our product and have a great beef eating experience.
On every front, NCBA is standing up, not just for beef, but for those who produce it.
We are using our position as a checkoff contractor to promote our product, to show the consumer how to cook our product, and to show that they can be confident in eating beef. And at the same time, using our efforts from the policy side of NCBA to work with all segments of the supply chain to keep the beef supply chain running, to work with Congress to try to provide some relief to cattle producers, and to work with the White House to ensure that we do not have regulatory burdens that make this entire situation worse than it could be.
Woodall says NCBA staff is staying engaged daily with this issue and working under direction of the Volunteer Producer Leadership Team to assure that consumer confidence in beef remains high, beef supplies are able to reach consumers successfully, and the interests of cattle producers are protected and enhanced. Michael Clements reporting.
And as I mentioned at the top of the news this morning, there have been disruptions within the commodity markets as a result of coronavirus. Cattle markets took a hard hit as traders anticipate a slowdown in beef demand with the possibility of a global recession. Stockman's Livestock Exchange owner Larry Schnell says the impacts are being felt at his own sale barn.
You know, after the first of the year, we have quite a number of customers who have backgrounded their calves. They've weaned them and been feeding them, and they've been looking for an opportunity to sell at least on an up market, and we haven't seen it. You know, they can only hold them so long. At some point, there's nothing to be gained. They have bills to pay, and so we're at the point right now where we're selling, you know, like 500 to 1,000 head a week, whereas normally we'd be selling several thousand, and those cattle that we're selling are coming from customers that have decided that, you know, they're just not going to wait any longer. This thing looks like it's just going to continue on the downside.
Despite the downfall in both prices and numbers being sold, Schnell says producers selling feeder calves prior were getting by okay.
To be honest with you, a week ago when we sold several full loads of cattle, they sold well comparatively, of course. Everything's compared to what it could be. But at the same time, it's a lot less than what it would have been, or depending on how you look at it, how it should be. I believe the weights of these cattle has been very good through the summer. You know, there was a lot of grass around. You get more towards the central and eastern part of the state. There is one thing going on there, and there are a lot more cattle that have been backgrounded. So there's a lot more cattle to be sold.
Schnell, who also serves as vice president of the Livestock Marketing Association, says the organization is seeking solutions for the cattle industry in the Northern Plains.
Senator Rounds out of South Dakota has a bill that's going to be coming up that would work on some compensation for those who have sold cattle since the first of the year. I think that's a tricky situation how you do that. That'd be, you know, if they're going to bail everybody out, there's no one that's more deserving than the cow-calf guy especially. But if you're going to do that, that's a very complicated thing because it depends on how you're going to do it. You know, there's different weights of cattle, there's different qualities, things like that. How do you take that into account? You probably can't. So, but it is being worked on. Hopefully something will come up shortly, and I'm sure you'll be hearing about it.
Again, that was Stockman's Livestock Exchange owner Larry Schnell from Dickinson, North Dakota. And although that story comes from North Dakota, it's no difference here with sale barns around Mid-Illinois that are also having to overcome the struggles with the COVID-19 outbreak. Doug Turnaugh, who is regional manager of the United Producers Sale Barns in Shelbyville, Salem, Vincennes, Indiana, and in Goreville, is saying that they will continue with next Tuesday's, the 31st, feeder cattle special and the cow special on April 7th. They're also asking to keep stands for bidders only. For the upcoming United Producers Feeder Cattle Special next Tuesday the 31st, and then the Cow Special coming up on the following Tuesday, April 7th. According to Doug, there were several cattle consigned prior to both sales, but post-COVID-19, those numbers are subject to change. Moving on now into other local news, due to the circumstances involving the COVID-19 outbreak and the order to shelter in place, The Soil and Water Conservation District here in Montgomery County is sorry to announce that they will not be having their spring fish sale, which was to be held on Tuesday, April 7th. They plan to have it postponed later this spring, or they have plans for their annual sale in the fall, which is as planned. Refunds will be made to those who have already submitted their orders for the spring fish sale, and their payments also be refunded. The staff members apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, and the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District's Board of Directors and staff thank you for the continued support you show towards the Soil and Water District here in Montgomery County. Anyone with questions about the postponement of the spring fish sale is asked to call the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361, extension 3. And in other news from the local area, six scholarships were awarded in the amount of $2,000 from the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation. Those six include Alexa Cassidy of Nokomis High School, Wesley Stockstill from Hillsboro High School, Clayton Walsh from Litchfield High School, Grace Anderson, who attends University of Missouri in Columbia, Cody Nodal, who attends Lakeland College in Mattoon, and Peyton Tester, who attends the University of Illinois at Champaign. So congratulations to those six as they continue their professional endeavors in agriculture. And that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday morning edition of the Ag Show. So for this Tuesday morning, March 24th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.